little message this morning coming at you, and we're going to roll. We're in something called pursuit. What are you chasing after? We've looked at trivial pursuit. We get after trivial things. The word trivial means three roads. You come to three roads and just stand there and talk at those three roads as you meet people, and that's what you do. Run your mouth and don't get anything done. Trivial things, that's what happens a lot of times in life. We go after things that don't get anything done and don't matter a hill of beans about nothing. We look back over life and go, my gosh, I didn't get anything done. We don't want to do that for the Lord. Amen? So we talked about being, you know, what it is to follow Christ and not to have that kind of attitude. Then on last time we talked about material pursuit. That's another thing that can really, things that we chase after, stuff. And the word we studied last week was contentment. Remember, say it with me, contentment. We looked at that. Now today's another, here's another body slammer message. Here we go. Charades. So many of us are on this deal right here. Potential pursuit. Are you in the pretentious pursuit of being someone or something you're not? So many of us can do this, guys. We can spend our life. And we're going after this. And, yeah, we're doing this. And at the end of the day, we're not real. We're not being honest. We're not being honest with ourselves. And we certainly aren't being honest with God. And the sad thing is, if you do this long enough, you can convince yourself that you are real. That you're the real deal. And you, man, you talk about dig your heels in, then you start dig your heels in and you protect and defend what ain't even real in your life. Pretending to be something that we're not. That's a bad road to get on. Y'all listening or what? Pretending to be something we're not. And I think if we're honest, most of us would probably have to say, I've done it. And many might even say, I'm doing it. Well, why not? Let's talk about it. Let's see what we can do today with the Word of God. This will help us all. Well, anytime you're pretending, you're just really doing what? Say it with me. You're what? You're playing. And God gives us a little play in the Bible. It's a real story, though, with real people. But they're actors. And that's what happens when you're pretending, you're playing, and you are a what? You're an actor. Let's look at it. The players. There's a husband and a wife in this little play. But it's a real story. It really happened. Satan. Uh-oh. I thought I could pretend and he wouldn't maybe be there. No. He's there. The Holy Ghost. Oh, my. You mean I pretend and Satan's there, but wait. The Holy Ghost? Mm-hmm. He's there, too. Uh-oh. And the man of God's there. The man of God is there. Oh, yeah. And there's some people there. When we're pretending or we're playing or we're acting, there's a whole host of characters. And there's some church folk. It's not just us isolated, pretending and doing our own thing, and it's not hurting anybody. It is hurting. And it's going to hurt when we chase this kind of lifestyle and thinking. So we're talking today about being real. This isn't a story to put us down. These things are written in the Word of God that we might grow thereby. Amen. Say, that we can learn. These things are written for our admonition, man. This is not the way you want to go. So let's talk about it today. So here we go. If you're pretending, then there's like players and then there's actors. So there's got to be act what? There's act one. Here we go. The church was growing. The church was doing great things for God. People of one mind and one accord. The Bible said they had a mind to give. It says they broke bread from house to house. And they gave as others had need. This was a beautiful thing. And if you read up to Acts 4, you see incredible things happening. And it finishes up in Acts 4 with a man bringing a gift. And how it blessed people. And how it blessed the ministry. And how it helped people. And people were so encouraged by it. Are y'all listening? I'm putting you to sleep yet? And some folk, two in particular, saw all the praise and all the good that that giving seemed to do, and they wanted some of that.
but they weren't real. The fellow who gave cheerfully, gave out of a pure heart, gave because he loved God, he gave for the right reason. You understand? These folks wanted what the other man got, but they weren't willing to do it the way the other man did it. Let's pick up the story. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, they sold a possession. And they kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it or knew about it. And they brought a certain part of the thing they sold because they kept back part of it and they laid it at who? The apostles' feet. Might be a story you know. It's good for us to review things like this. But Peter, that's the man of God, said, Ananias, that's the husband, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own power? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but you've lied unto to God. And Ananias, hearing these words, did what? He did what? And he gave up the what? That ain't Casper, guys. This is life. It's the breath of life went out of him. And great fear came all on them that heard these things. And the young men arose. They wound him up. And they carried him out. And they did what? That's Jewish custom. You die that day, you get buried that day. That's what happened. There's an intermission. Every good play's got an intermission, right? So we've got our players, we've got our act, we've got our actors, got our intermission. Breathe. Here we go. 3 hours later, long intermission. Wow. This is life. 3 hours later, act two. That's the thing about pretending. It's not just one act. That one act then has another act. And then that act has another act. And then that act has another act. There's all kinds of things that go on when you pretend. Act 2. Same song, second verse. A little bit louder, a little bit worse. Here we go. Come on. And it was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, what? Not knowing. That's the thing about pretending. You don't know. You don't really know. You think you know. That's why we do it, because we think we know the outcome of it. And if I do this, I'll get this or have this or be that or whatever. But you really don't know when you pretend. But now when things are solid and it's truth and it's right and it's good and it's got a foundation under it, well then, yes, things can still happen, but you still know you're shooting good bullets. Amen? But when you're shooting these blanks, brother, you just don't know. About 3 hours, his wife not knowing what was done, she what? And Peter, that's the man of God, answered unto her, tell me, ma'am, whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, absolutely. Just like my husband said, so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you two agreed together? You agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord. Behold, the feet of them which have buried your husband are at the door and going to carry you out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up to what? That ain't Casper. And the young men came in and found her what? And carrying her forth, buried her by her what? Say that last part with me. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. We're talking today about the pursuit of pretending. It's something we run after sometimes. We chase and we're running. And we're not even in the race. You're on another field somewhere else. And what you think you're doing and who you think you are, it ain't amounting to a hill of beans. You're not even in the game. And we do it. I've done it. I know what it feels like. Playing games with God. Pretending, some basic facts on pretending this morning. We've seen the story in the Word of God. Is that right? How many would have to raise your hand and say, Pastor, I learned a lot just from God's Word. You don't have to say nothing. I saw it in the Bible. Can you raise your hand and say, I saw a lot right there. Isn't that pretty plain English? People say they don't understand the Bible. What don't you understand about that story? So we understand a lot already without me opening my mouth at all. We could go right now. Pretending, some basic facts about pretending. It's private. Say that with me. It's what? One more time. It's private. Only you know, usually. Now, sometimes you bring somebody else into your game and they play it with you. But usually pretending is what? It's private. Number two, pretending, say it with me because it's good for us, it is of the... Did we see that from the story? Was Satan all over it? Absolutely. Number three, it's a matter of the... So pretending's private, it's of the devil, and it's a matter of the heart. I'm not talking about this thing. I'm talking about this thing. I'm talking about this gut. I'm telling you what, to pretend and live that kind of life, it comes from down deep. It was just a mistake. You know, no. The game you're playing is from down here. It's in your gut. It's from the heart. Is that what the Bible said? Why has Satan filled your heart? So it's a matter of the heart. It's your own will. It's your own choice to pretend and to chase this life of pretending. No, we'll never be able to blame that on somebody. I know bad things happen in your life and in my life. But I'm telling you what, when it comes down to pretending, well, but God, this happened. That's not going to fly. This is of our own choice. Pretending, say it with me, it is what? To God. It is what? Lying to God. If we learned anything, we learned that. Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Amen. To the Spirit of God. Wow. This right here is the granddaddy as far as I'm concerned. It is tempting God. It is tempting God. What do I mean? When you pretend, and we know, and I pretend, we know these things that it is. And you know what? It is saying to God, what you going to do about it? Well, what you going to do about it? I thought this pretending was no big deal. I was just playing. Hey, God doesn't see it that way. Did that make sense what I just said? The things we chase after and then we start running after. Now, sometimes we do our own selves in. This kind of thing, God will do you in. He'll finish it. That's what I see here. Look at some scripture. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the what? Living God. I think this is a good thing to fear God. I think it's a good thing to fear God. Not to be scared, you know, oh, you know, he's going to hit me over here with a baseball bat. That's a bunch of bull and we just use as excuse making. To fear God is to reverence God. To fear God is to be in awe of Him. To fear God is to fall on our face before Him. To fear God is to say, you know what? He knows everything. He knows everything about me. He knows what I do in private. He knows everything about me. It's better to fess up. Y'all listening? It's better to fess up. And here's the beautiful thing. If we fess up, confess up, He's faithful to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we play this thing, and God's like, man, I've given you my Son. I've given you forgiveness. I've given you my Spirit. I've given you my Word. And you still going to play the fool like that? Well, you just tempted me now. And it demands a response from God. It was about the space of 3 hours when his wife, not knowing what was done, she came in. Not knowing. That's the thing about pretending. You don't know. You don't know. When you pretend, and when I pretend, we don't know how it's going to affect other folk. We don't know how it's going to affect God. And we don't know how it's going to affect us. But so often we get into that game. And have you ever heard somebody saying, you just play in church? How many ever? Let's raise your hand if you heard that statement. So you play in church. Where'd that come from? Because people do what? They play what? And guess what you and I do sometimes? We play what? We do it. This is just a good wake-up call for us, church, this morning from the Word of God. We don't know when we just play in church. And pretending has going to affect different situations. Now, here's a dangerous thing. And this is where a lot of people live today. It perverts reality. It perverts reality. I mean, here they are. They saw this man get, you know, what a good thing that gift that he had done did. And they wanted that. And they actually believed they were going to get it. Did you hear that or not? They believed they were going to get it. And they thought they were going to be pillars in the church. And so often we can pretend. And we can just think we're something that we're not. What's the Bible say? Take heed when you think you stand, lest you what? Fall. But here's the bad thing. When you pretend you don't know you ain't standing, you already fell. And that's a big old fall. It perverts reality. You start playing the game, the pretending game, and before long, you're what? You're living it. You're living it. You're living it. You're living it. It becomes your life. You eat it. You sleep it. You drink it. You put it on. It's hard to stop. It's the drug of the devil. Not being real. Is the drug of the devil. And when we start sipping it and drinking it and eating it and snorting it, it's hard to quit. Because something about pretending feels good. It gives us a high. Matter of fact, that's why we do it. Puts us higher than other folk. Is that what they were trying to do? To be exalted. Is that what the couple was trying to do? Sure it is. Wow. We're out of time. I'm going to go through them real quick. Can you pull up the names or not? Is it too hard for you? Here we go. Let's try it. How do I get some help? Nicodemus. Real fast. How can I get some help with pretending? I hate to leave you with the negative, even though the negative's good sometimes. I mean, that's good. That's right in the Bible, man. Nicodemus, he was a religious man. Okay, he came to Jesus at night. Give us the term, give us the phrase, what's the point that Nicodemus taught us? Get out, get out, get out, get out of playing the religious thing. Get out, get out, get out, get out. You find Jesus, however you got to find him. You've got to do it at night, you get out of that pretending thing. You don't do that. You get out of there, get out of there, get out of there. Say, I can't be here, I got to quit, can't do it. I got to run, I got to get out of here, I got to find Jesus. I don't have what I think I got, I got to get out. That's number one. Number two, we learn from a lady, a woman of Samaria, married to five, I think, living with the six. Is that right? Talking to Jesus about religion. What'd she teach us? Get right. When she talked to Jesus, she ran to town. Come meet a man who told me all that I ever did. She was free. You can be free of this pretending thing, but you got to get out, man. And you got to get right. And accept, thus says the Lord, what he says. Don't be talking back and forth. Well, I did. Well, you know me. And blah, blah. No, you're right. You're right, God. Amen. Y'all listening? Number three, the Apostle Paul. He uses words, approve things that are excellent. And he says several things to us in the Scriptures. My last point, because of time, is this. Get real. So I need to get what? Out. I need to get what? Right. And I need to get what? And we won't take much time on it, but the word that he uses about being sincere and honest in your relationship with God, the word is, it's a Greek word that means sun tested. Say that with me. Sun tested. Is the way you're living and the way I'm living, this pretending thing, or is it reality? How does it line up as the Son of God looks through it and shines through it? As you hold it up to the light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Amen? You're the light of the world. He's the light. That's what the Bible teaches. How does that light pass through your life? If you're not sincere, the old potters would sun test their pottery. And a lot of them were crooks. They were pretending that you were buying something that was authentic, and it was not. And so they would hold up the pottery to the sun, and they would look and see that you've glued it together. You've glued it together. No sincera, no sincera, you crook. Then they'd probably beat you with a stick or call the Italian mafia after you. There's consequences to pretending, isn't there? Amen? So 3 points we're done, Raj. Pretending. Amen? Get out. Come to Jesus. Get right. Come what? Get real, be what? Did you get the message this morning? I did. Was this message for you? It's for me. This is one of the preacher messages today. This is Clark, man. I need this message. Amen? I need my tail kicked. And I got a good butt kicking this morning. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for His Word. It's a good Word. Your Word's a good Word.